to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. As I mentioned a moment ago, Building the Bakken is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and it's not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. With programs like Building the Bakken, we are able to tell the stories about the people, the communities, and the companies that are involved within the energy industry. Those who are involved with the evolution of this amazing shale play revolution, oil and gas industry, and more importantly, the changing of cultures happening across the United States, and it's all driven by energy and technology. All right, on today's episode of Building the Bakken, we've got a fantastic program for you. We check in with our weekly Davis Refinery Update with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering, one of the forefronts of environmental technology. Edward Martinez discusses some of the advancements made towards this Davis refinery, the cleanest refinery on the planet, the first greenfield refinery going to be built in the United States. He compares it to a car. So that way we can have a good understanding of how this refinery is going to be the cleanest refinery on the planet out in the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota. Exciting times, folks. And then we check in with Doug Voisin with PharmaSafe Industrial Services, one of those businesses out there making sure that the well pads are safe, as well as the entire procedure leading up to the well pad. A little bit later on in the program, Safety Talk, Small Business USA. And then we go into the groundbreakers section, some of these innovations happening. And lo and behold, in Oklahoma, there is a test facility known as the Keystone Test Facility. And they've got energy companies from all over the United States coming down there to test out their little science projects. You know, a lot of science projects are happening at the well. Well, here's one where you can go down to their well and test some of your projects down there. Taylor Tong's Keystone Test Facility a little later on in the program. And then we conclude the program with Richard Wardner, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, about the energy communities and the changing culture happening in Western North Dakota, Eastern Montana, Eastern Wyoming, Western South Dakota, the whole Bakken region down there. And basically what's happening is the quality of life increases are coming into Main Street, USA. Richard Wardner talks a little bit about what some of the folks are looking for with the quality of life investments. So some of you folks that aren't necessarily involved in the exact oil and gas industry, but maybe, you know what, you've got some services that might be needed out in the oil patch, you're going to want to stick around for Richard Wardner's interview a little bit later on. The North Dakota Senate Majority Leader talks about those services that are going to be needed and are needed right now out in Western North Dakota, Eastern Montana, Eastern Wyoming, and Western South Dakota, out in that Bakken region. Even bleeds into Canada a little bit, but you know what? We just try to stick focused on the United States right now before we got to get our passports. We'll get to that eventually, folks. Okay, now, once again, I'd like to thank you folks for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
When you get to know Eric, and he is so willing to share with you how growing up, you know, his life was impacted by an outstanding mom and the challenges that he may be faced, when he's willing to open up and talk about those things, you're immediately drawn in. And that's that vulnerability that I think that he has publicly said, it's okay to be yourself. And it's okay for you to make mistakes along the way.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we have Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering. But first, I want to give you just a quick little update before we get into our interview with Mr. Martinez about the Davis Refinery and what happened this week in Belfield, North Dakota. They had a little meet and greet. Many people showed up at the Belfield Theater. They wanted to know more about the Davis Refinery and when the permit to construct will be issued. Well, I'm going to get some more information and share that with you next week as they kind of go through some of the Department of Health red tape and get to that permit to construct, which my understanding and my sources tell me is closer than we all think, which is exciting. So just a little bit of a tease there in the future of the Davis Refinery. Good news coming out of Belfield, North Dakota, and it looked like a fantastic meeting. So we're going to have some more information for you next week on that as this all comes together here in the Bakken oil fields. But right now, Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering.
The environmental aspect has really folded into the world of energy, and maybe if you have some projects you've done somewhere along the line that have incorporated that?
Very much so. Actually, we have a long history of providing services to the energy markets, both oil and gas, as well as electrical and coal, et cetera. And specific to environmental engineering and you know, the work in general that we do for especially oil and gas markets, we've worked on everything from initial feasibility siting for like pipeline projects and refinery sites, tank bulking facilities, et cetera, through the initial environmental clearances that are required for those sites, but oftentimes include the archaeological and biological reviews, the NEPA environmental assessments and environmental impact statements. As we get over those initial hurdles, we get into the environmental permitting that's required for those facilities. That could include anything from air quality permitting to stormwater management to your stormwater discharge, your wastewater treatment as relates specifically to your initial exploration sites. It could be reinjection wells, pond permits, that sort of thing. We handle those. When you get into operations, we handle permitting and compliance, ongoing routine compliance for active permits, as well as help the facility to address site safety issues, those sort of things. When things don't necessarily go right and there might be a spill or that sort of thing, we've assisted facilities in doing spill cleanups, remediation, site clearances, et cetera, and we've even assisted facilities when they're decommissioning to do the overall site cleanups and close out their site, so to speak.
And that was Edward Martinez with Zia Engineering. To listen to the full-length interview or to check out other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota.
Well, you're my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby. Let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio Herd on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Doug Voisin with PharmaSafe Industrial Services.
And let's start off by talking a little bit about what your company does. What do you guys do out there?
This company was formed in 1998 as a medical supply company by two paramedics that worked offshore on the oil and gas rigs in the Gulf of Mexico. There was a need for reasonably priced medical supplies being sold to the oil companies that had people working offshore. So they formed a little company out of their garage, grew it like a lemonade stand, you know, a little bit at a time. And eventually that grew to a pretty sizable company along the Gulf Coast, serving probably 350 oil and gas clients for medical supplies only for about 6 years. At some point, many of their clients began to request that they provided personnel. And in late 2005, early 2006, they decided to make the jump into providing paramedics offshore and safety techs and clerks. And the company grew exponentially since then, obviously, because Band-Aids are a lot smaller revenue-wise than personnel. And since then, we've been a player in the Gulf of Mexico and internationally, providing remote industrial paramedics, HSE techs, clerks, logistics coordinators, and still medical supplies, but medical supplies is a very small part of what we do now. It's mostly personnel.
I was going to say, it sounds to me like it's a little bit like emergency services on some aspects. What sort of sub-niche do you fall in, I guess? Because you mentioned it's not so much the supplies as much as the labor. So talk a little bit about kind of how that would be classified within the industry.
Well, it really falls in the safety sector. Since the offshore environment is a very, very safe work environment, you know, the policies are strong, the companies have robust systems in place, there isn't a lot of incidents that take place. So our people are cross-trained in a function that is either HSE-related, which is a full-time function. They're a rig clerk, they're a logistic coordinator, and then if they are a paramedic, when an event occurs, either an illness or an injury or something as simple as I got a headache or I stubbed my toe, they put on their paramedic hat and they treat the patient and keep them out there working and help manage that case to keep it from elevating to a level of a recordable. If they're working on the HSE side, obviously there's plenty of tasks and duties in regard to HSE compliance in offshore environment, and it keeps them pretty busy. And once again, if the need arises, they function as a paramedic. So we could really cut our teeth with this dual role situation in the beginning, but over the years, because of the slowly increasing safety regulations, our roles have become much more HSE centric than clerk centric in recent years. So it falls under the HSE category.
What are you seeing for needs out there in terms of, is there any certain area that you're either you knew it was going to be there or it surprised you that, boy, we're certainly going on a lot more calls that involve X, Y, Z? Does that question make sense?
Yes. Well, obviously the Gulf of Mexico has been flat for the last couple of years, and it's based on our sources, it's still going to be flat for the next few months, maybe into early 2019. So what we see, we're blessed. Our pizza pie of business sectors is divided up into a lot of pieces. We don't work in any one sector. We have currently nobody working in drilling because there's nobody doing any drilling. But we work in the plug and abandon decommissioning sector, which has been very busy. We work in the ROV subsea sector, where many companies are working in that sector, providing subsea support to install and remove and inspect different devices that lay on the subsea floor. Regular construction, of construction repairs of offshore facilities. We do a lot of work on permanent production facilities. These are facilities that exist and have existed for many, many years that are a hub for supply services, you know, coming back and forth and oil pipelines and things, as well as some other boats. A few diving jobs still exist and things like that. So to say that we knew where to place ourselves is probably wrong. We were lucky. The company developed a lot of relationships with a lot of companies early on by selling them Band-Aids and Tylenol, and that led to, I guess, a very diversified portfolio of clients, which has really helped us over the years.
You mentioned offshore a few times. I was going to ask you about other shale plays. I don't know if you're in any other shale plays onshore at all, but you've also mentioned international. So just kind of outside of the Gulf, what other areas do you guys provide services to, or do you find yourself being called out to?
In the offshore sector, we've worked all over the world, West Africa and all that area. We work quite often in South America, Trinidad, Brazil, Ecuador. That's pretty much the scope of our services offshore. Because offshore has been so slow the last couple of years, we have been working in some of these shale plays, and we opened an office in Midland, Texas, and we're very busy over there. There's a lot of need for what we do in that area, training, HSC support, case management. So we've been, with the Gulf has not given us in revenue, we're hoping to get it from the Midland, Texas, the Permian Basin.
How about when it comes to third-party regulators, whether it be OSHA or whatever maritime law regulators you have to go through in offshore part, but what kind of relationships, either from the navigation side between the energy companies and the regulators, or just you with the regulators? Talk to me about that relationship, how it works with you and the regulators, because I imagine they're probably on your speed dial and vice versa.
No, actually, we don't have a lot of communication back and forth with the regulators at all. We're involved. I guess what's interesting about what we do, we have a pretty robust safety program in-house with our company, but each of our personnel may work standalone for XYZ energy company. So we work under their programs, and we function as an extension of their HSE department. So in regard to that, we don't have a strong line of communication with regulators, and, you know, honestly, with the amount of activity that exists, even at this level in the Gulf, and on land, there's not a lot of day-to-day involvement from regulators. It's mostly them being responsive to significant incidents that happen. But most of the companies that do work, because of the constraints put on them by the operators, have a pretty robust program and don't see the regulators much. And I'm pretty sure that they don't have the staff to saturate the market. But we have very little interaction with regulators.
And that was Doug Voisin of PharmaSafe Industrial Services. To listen to the full-length interview or other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Oh, 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 back to the ways, back to the ways.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go, who wrote their songs of living, and now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
Mark your calendars for June 15th. That's the Bakken Barbecue. Mark your calendars today, June 15th. The Bakken Barbecue coming to Dickinson, North Dakota. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Taylor Tongs of the Keystone Test Facility. Before we get into what your company does and how you guys are involved in the oil and gas industry, talk about your background, how you got into the oil and gas industry.
Well, I was born in a small town south of Calgary, Alberta, and wound up going roughnecking pretty much couple of years after high school, and it was something that I never wanted to do, but wound up doing it anyways, and I actually fell into a really good situation, wound up roughnecking in Alberta for about 4 years, and then instantly, real quickly went overseas, and I was about 24 years old, drilling for Parker Drilling, and I spent 5 years traveling around the world, and seeing all corners of the world with Parker, which I was very fortunate to do. After that, I went to work for a company out of Houston called Nearfor Downhole Turbines, and then eventually wound up working for Andrew Gage out of Aberdeen, Scotland, which were the inventors and the original guys for the agitator tool. At that time, I was running Canada as a one-man show for Anger Gauge and selling the agitator. And from there, I spent the last 12 years developing tools, vibratory tools, different types of tools, and last June, wound up going to work for the Keystone Test Facility in Cleveland, Oklahoma.
Keystone Test Facility, Cleveland, Oklahoma. Talk to me about what the company does, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't I see you have a Canadian cell phone as well? So are you guys doing some work in Canada?
Well, I still live in Canada, and I look after the Canadian market. There's a tremendous amount of, well, I should go back. The Keystone Test Facility is a test facility for testing downhole tools. We've got a big triple drilling rig, all electric, highline power, top drive, with 15 open wells below it, which enables tool developers to come in and test out their new concepts and their new technologies. Anything to do with downhole, we can facilitate a trial run or a trial run in a safe, cost-controlled environment. So let's say you're developing a new RSS. You can come in and actually drill through virgin rock, 3,500 feet vertically, and you have the ability to go 3,000 feet horizontally just to prove your technology. It saves you from having to go to your best customer that's an operator and beg for a trial. It allows you to dramatically accelerate your R&D process and come to the market, go to your best customer with a tool you know will work.
This might sound like a dumb question here, but is your facility, your company, is it a simulation on site? Do you guys have a headquarter? Talk to me about how you guys do the testing. I don't know if you mentioned that or not, but I just kind of, I'm thinking of those three different ways and how, there's different ways you can test nowadays with simulation and et cetera.
Well, simulation will give you a pretty good idea. But at the end of the day, what Keystone offers is a real world downhole environment. Basically, what we have is a complete drilling site. It's no different than if you go out to the Bakken or to the Permian and you drive onto an active well site with a rig and they're drilling away. That's what you have. The difference is, if you're a tool developer and you're coming in to test your tool, all of a sudden that it's not the operator's site anymore. It's your site. The crews at Keystone are there to do what you want to do. You're not constrained by operator timelines or anything else that goes along with being an operator. The operator's job is to drill the well as fast and safely as possible. In our facility, our job is to let you do the work that you need to do. We'll design the entire run around what your targets and your objectives are, and we will make that happen.
So this might be a obvious question, but I know you said downhole tools, et cetera, but Who would be your customer? Does it go beyond the tools, or kind of talk to me about who your guys' customers are? If you want to drop a few names, go nuts, but just more of the sub-niche of industry than anything.
Anybody that is developing a downhole technology, I don't want to drop names because the whole thing is confidentiality is a big part of our business. We have major companies coming in that we're obligated to keep everything tight on location. Nobody wants a lot of this stuff is in the development phase, and nobody wants to know or to have it leaked out what anybody is doing. But let's say you've got an idea to make a new mud motor. You've done some things to change to make things better. You've got the same concept only, but you come up with a prototype. You can come into our well and do a test on your new mud motor of your design to either prove or disprove the theory.
You guys are like a little science project that people can come play at, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. NOV, Baker, Schlumberger, they all have their own test facilities. The majority of the really small companies don't have this option. The little bit smaller service companies, they have some great ideas and they need a platform to prove their theories and ideas. That's what we can offer. There's inherent problems with going to an operator and doing it. The typical way that most people have always done it is go to an operator and ask for it. I've got this great idea. The operator goes, okay, well, we'll give you a shot. there's an inherent problem with that is you're going into the hole with basically an unproven tool and unproven technology, or you're putting the risk on the operator.
To listen to the full-length interview with Taylor Tongs of the Keystone Test Facility, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Well, I was born your harvest moon. I wasn't too late and I wasn't too soon. Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
One of our programs was where we asked Eric Hatch to come in and speak to this group, and it ended up being a group of about 90 emerging leaders, and talk to them about leadership lessons. And Eric just did a phenomenal job of reaching out and talking about leadership from a very personal perspective. He is one of our best leaders in the community, talking about being vulnerable and what that has meant to him in his leadership journey.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Richard Wardner, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, about the quality of life in the Bakken oil field. What types of things are you hearing from the public out there that they want to see for the quality of life? I mean, we're talking about, you know, funding and doing those sorts of things. So what are the people talking about when they say the phrase quality of life?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you asked that. I went to the governor's Main Street Initiative. He had a summit here three weeks ago. And it's the same thing for these people that are coming in that are going to work in the oil patch as anybody. And they want things like walking trails, bike trails, fun shopping. They want to make sure that everybody has some type of a community center where they can work out. And by the way, Dickinson and Williston had that, or Dickinson had it in place before the Bakken hit. Williston built theirs during it, but those have been critical. And, of course, Watford City has done the same things. Those are critical to bringing and people in. But the big thing, I think, when it comes to bringing families in, and you talk about quality of life, we've got to have a good K through 12 system. We've got to have good teachers, and we've got to have public safety. And those are challenges because it costs a lot of money to build new facilities, schools and that. It costs money to have good teachers. You know, we may have to take a good look at how we pay our educators. We need good math and science teachers, and we're not getting them. They're going to industry. They're going to other areas. And so that's a real challenge for us, to make sure we have an educational force that gets the job done. The second thing that we're dealing with in the state of North Dakota is the drug epidemic, the drug addiction, and it's affecting so many people in so many ways. And so we have our challenges, and we just got to take them head on and try to eliminate some of this this drug addiction and how we handle it, because it's all about public safety. People want to be safe. They want to have their kids go to get a good education, and they want to have a place to, like walking trails or a quality of life that way with nature. And, of course, the other thing that North Dakota has, a lot of people like to hunt. We have tremendous hunting opportunities here. So those are some things, and there's more, but those are some of the main things that these young people are looking for.
How much of this has to do with the technology? And where I'm going with this is I read an article in the Wall Street Journal, and they kind of highlighted the East-West Hatfield-McCoy thing, and I thought we were kind of past that, to where the energy industry really highlighted how connected the state really is, from the EERC up in Grand Forks to the university system with NDSU's analytics and IT department, to the western side of the state's ag and energy production, and then of course you got Bismarck with their industries as well. So how much of technology has really created this need for a new quality of life and the new need for the new employee out in the workplace? I'm not here to bring up your age or anything like that, but I'm sure you actually pick up a newspaper and read it still. So you're over 50 years old, but are you following the technology stuff, or is that a little bit too far gone for you, sir?
No, I'm following it. I want you to know that when it comes to the technology, it's critical. When you talked about the EERC, and for those who don't know, that's the Energy and Environmental Research Center that's at Grand Forks, which is probably the best-kept secret probably in the state of North Dakota. Those of us know what it is, but many people don't have a clue that it's there. They have done a lot of research in helping us get more oil out of the shale. And, when we started, we got probably 5 to 6% of the oil out of the shale. That meant that 94 to 95% of that oil was still in the shale. We now have increased that to 10. Why? Because of research that's being done, not only by the EERC, but also by the individual oil and gas companies. They're out there always trying new things and trying new techniques. And so we're getting more oil out of the shale than we used to. And we will continue to work on technology to do that. And, of course, I would like to mention, when you talk about technology and safety, don't forget the unmanned aircraft, which is being touted and promoted up at UND. That is critical, not only to energy, but it's critical to agriculture.
To listen to the full-length interview with Richard Wardner, North Dakota Senate Majority Leader, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. The Moody River Band has a new album hitting the downloadable streets on April 1st. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
Your mind blown. Mind blown, your mind blown. I'll show you something that's never been shown. Your mind blown, your mind blown, and that's all you need to know.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
To get your mind blown.
Seems like no matter who I talk to in the world of business these days, people are telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what Jeff Schatz, superintendent of the Fargo Public Schools, has to say about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching.
I just thought that his story about how he talks about the struggles that he and his family went through in having children, and how, you know, everybody has a hot mess, and how do you deal with that in life? And I just thought that really resonates well with, you know, folks. And so I thought that would be a great message for everybody to hear. Well, then beyond that, I've also seen Eric do some of the other things that he does with emceeing and leading other types of things that he does. He does coaching, I know, with students where the principals have hired him to come in and do that. So I just extended that opportunity for him to be the MC too. He was very well received.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies. Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota, is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
June 15th, save the date. That's June 15th, the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's June 15th. Be sure to save the date today, and we'll see you June 15th at the Bakken Barbecue in Dickinson, North Dakota.